Hey guys, and welcome to Math Class. Okay, I'm your host, Jared, and I'm here with your co-host, Caitlin. I guess we're both co-hosts. This is equal parts, even though I do everything and she just sits there and looks pretty. I'm not gonna lie, there's probably like the sound of an earthquake going on behind us, and that is the fact that my washing machine is like totally broken, and you can hear it. The dryers. Actually, you say hi. You haven't said anything.
Hi.
That's Caitlin. She's speaking very quietly, which is annoying. But anyway, the first podcast, I definitely hated the way I sounded. So I'm going to try and sound better in this one. My voice was horrible, and it probably sounds the same, and I hate that. But
how are you doing today, Jared?
I'm doing great. I'm doing peachy. I said that in the first podcast, and then I said that in the first take of this podcast. This is like the third take of this podcast. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm tired.
You're tired?
Like I always am.
You always are?
I am so ready for the 6-hour drive on Friday.
Oh, yeah. So this week, it's actually the day after Election Day. And we still don't know who the president is. But future people listening, everybody who's listening right now, will actually know who the president of the United States of America is in 2020. And hopefully it's who I wanted to win. But we're not going to bring politics into this. Though, if you could have voted and you didn't vote, I'm disappointed in you. You should have voted. But if you did vote, congratulations. You get an A+ because this is math class and I'm your teacher. So... Yeah, so hopefully you voted, and if you didn't, shame on you.
Jared.
I almost didn't vote, but we're not going to bring that up. So.
You did, though.
Yeah. I should also preface that this is not about math.
No, nowhere near it.
It's not, and I put it under the category relationships, but it's kind of not about relationships either. This is just kinda us.
Is.
This is just us BSing something for like 20, 30, however
it's
long.
Something fun to do.
Something fun to do. Ooh, that was optimistic. It is something fun to do. I'm having fun. She's having fun. And yeah, and the washing machine is having fun right now.
Yep.
You can hear it.
The dryer.
All my house. It shakes the room that we're recording in. Like
because we're above it.
Yeah, we're right above it. So. Oh, that was so loud. I looked away from the mic, and I think that's like the loudest thing on the recording. So,
that was so stupid.
Anyway.
And you tell me to turn away from the mic.
I did turn away from the
you
mic.
You should have turned farther.
I should have turned the other way. So, today we're going to be talking about the time that we met, which unfortunately Caitlin kind of talked about last week. She kind of ruined it for us. I had this brilliant idea the other day. I was like, oh, we didn't really talk about the time we met. And then I realized we did. But we're going to get really deep about how we met and my perspective and her perspective and maybe like up until our first date-ish.
I think we should end it right where our first date ended.
Our first date ended.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it ended with us dating. So, and here we are dating. So I guess it's...
A year and a couple months later.
Yeah, it's been a long road.
Hey.
Help me. I'm just kidding. I'm very
hurt
happy.
By that.
I'm very happy, healthy, happy. Okay, so Caitlin, usually I start these kind of things, like everything. I start everything. So I'm going to have you start this one, and I'll try and not talk. And you tell me your perspective of meeting me for the first time. Not too far into it. Just stop after, like, the first beginning meeting.
Do you want to talk about the very first time I saw you and, like, knew who you were? Or do you want to talk about
wherever,
math class?
No, start wherever you want to start. And then we'll get into why this podcast is actually called Math Class. So this is actually two-for-one deal. Yeah.
Okay, well, I saw you. We were taking senior pictures. It was... I don't remember what day it was, but I had work off. I do remember that, and I was very excited about it because I didn't have to go stand in 100-degree weather outside.
She was a lifeguard, by the way.
I saw your mom, and I was wearing a yellow dress, and I forgot my jacket at home. So your mom was helping me fix my hair to wear my hair covered up my strap of my dress.
By the way, we didn't know each other, so my mom was just helping this random girl.
Yeah, she was helping me and my best friend. And so I saw you, and I don't think this is true. I think this is true, but you say it's not true. I think I saw you with your guitar, and I was like, oh, that guy's kind of cute.
It's not true. I have no senior pictures with my guitar, and she's completely bullshitting.
I know. You tell me it's not true, but I, like, remember your guitar being there.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Stop.
I'm a musician, by the way, if you couldn't pick that up.
I saw it, and then I left. That's about it.
So that's your perceived...
First moment.
First moment, okay. Well, mine's a little bit different. And I will get to us meeting at Senior Pictures. It's not that interesting because it was pretty much the same as hers, but I'll get into a little bit of what I thought and what I saw. And so my first remembering you is really weird because I kind of remembered you, but also the person I'm remembering in my brain doesn't look anything like you. But I know it's you because I knew who you were dating and I didn't know anything about you. So me and Caitlin went to the same school for what? A year before we met? No, a year. You had gone to it for two, but I just moved there. And so in my first year, I guess I was kind of popping, you know. I was kind of popular. But I hadn't really dated many people at Camden, actually. I think you were pretty much the first Camden. Oh, I shouldn't be taking where we went to school. We went to school in Camden.
There's a bunch of Camden schools.
Yeah, it's Camden somewhere. And if you find out where, that's crazy. We probably won't live there if you ever find it.
We're moving so far away.
Yeah, but Camden in a place. And it was a really interesting school. It wasn't that bad. It was just kind of small.
It was very mixed.
Yeah, it was all right. So we went to Camden, and I hadn't really dated any other Camden girls except for like one, but she had already graduated. So at Senior Pictures was not the first time I noticed you. It was when she was dating this guy, and I'm not going to say his name, but she
called Carrot.
This guy named Carrot, okay? Honestly, not that bad a dude. Not very cute, but he was all right. And I actually kind of liked him, which is why I never talked to you, because when I was a junior, I was very respectful of other dudes, girls, which kind of changed, but not, like, entirely. I still respect, like, dudes and their women.
He was a very nice guy for the first time dating in Camden.
I'm just kidding. He was all right. He was cool. And I kind of knew him. So out of that, I knew you because I would see you with him. And I'd be like, oh, there's that girl with the brown hair. And she's kind of cute, but she's dating that dude. And they dated for a long time. So I did not talk to you ever. And then Senior Pictures came around, which was what you talked about. Mm-hmm. And I saw you, and I knew your best friend, and so my mom was like, oh, do you know those girls? After we had met you guys, or, like, we had met, I guess. My mom met you more than I did, and she was like, do you know those girls? And I was like, no, not really. She was like, well, what? They're kind of cute, and I was like, I guess. I was like, I think one of them has a boyfriend, which I think you did at the time.
I did.
Yeah, she had a boyfriend, guys. So no matter what she thought about me, it wasn't as much as she thought about that cute boy she was dating.
No.
Does he drugs now? Or was it the other one? I don't know. They probably both do drugs. Don't say either names. It doesn't matter, okay?
He does
do drugs, just not the kind of drugs I was thinking. It was a different guy. But anyway, so she was dating someone, but I'm definitely way cuter than him.
No, like, you were right.
I was so much cuter.
You were right.
About what?
Who was dating.
Oh, yeah, of course I was right. I'm right about everything. So anyway, Senior Pictures, I saw you, didn't think much of you because I just didn't. I was busy thinking about other things. And honestly, was I talking? I might have been talking to someone at that time. You know, I'm a little hoe, so. Now, I guess I'll go into math class and then you can go into it. Mm-hmm. So the reason the podcast is called Math Class, because that is really where we met. We met in math class senior year. It was great. It wasn't great. I was really good at math, and that's all I'm going to say. You know. Caitlin's not that bad at math, okay? She makes it sound like she's really bad at math. She's pretty decent. but we're definitely not math teachers, which is why this podcast is not about math. Neither of us are that good at math, okay?
No, we're not.
Don't say anybody's name, okay? We're going to get in trouble, slander or something like that.
There's, like, so many people named Mr. Truman.
You stop saying his name! Yeah, there's so many Camdens, but now they're going to look up Mr. Truman Camden and be like, oh, that's crazy, they live in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
We do live in Puerto Rico. New Jersey. So, yeah, we met in math class, and the first time thing I do in every new class, now maybe this makes me like a bad person, but the first new thing I do in every new class is check if there's cute girls, right? You look up all the girls in the class, and you're like, who's an option? Math class did not have many options.
You're not wrong.
It really didn't, though. There was, like, you, and then I can think of one other girl who I, like, noticed, and then nobody else. The rest of the class was in the...
I mean, most of them were like, dudes. The band people.
Yeah, there was a lot of band
people. And there was a lot of dudes.
There was a lot of dudes and a lot of band people. And neither of those are very interesting to me. And also, but I did notice you.
Popular girls, but none of them were.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But then I did notice her. I noticed Caitlin. And from what I thought she was just another, like, popping girl. You know? I should have thought she was popular. I really wish she were. I'm just kidding. No, she was just not that social, especially not in high school.
Very shy. I didn't like people.
But I didn't know that. So all I saw is I saw her, and I kind of knew her. And once again, I thought, oh, she has a boyfriend. Tough. So I didn't say anything to her. And she was sitting, like, across the room. So pretty normal meeting. And then we first met when you moved seats and sat in front of me. Yeah, it was a classic love story. She sat in front of me, and the rest is history. It really isn't. Pretty much, you sat in front of me, and I made a bunch of, like, dumb jokes, and and eventually, I guess she fell in love. And I actually knew she liked me before I liked her.
Can I say my side of the story?
No, I'm still in math class, and I knew she liked me before I liked her because she asked for my hoodie, and then didn't give it back for like a month.
We're not that far ahead. That I haven't got to say anything about math class.
Okay, say math class.
Okay, so I went to math class, Mr. Okay. I went to math class, and I remember sitting next to a bunch of people that I didn't know and I didn't like.
You did know them. You didn't like them.
I knew them, but none of them liked me or I didn't like them. It was basically like that. And then one girl took my seat, and I was like, well, I have nowhere else to sit, and I kind of want to sit near the teacher's desk because I'm not the best at math. And so I sat right in front of Jared, and I'm pretty sure the first thing I heard him say was, I think I want to turn my book bag into an aquarium.
I had a clear backpack, and it was pink.
We already know this.
Yes, they already know this, but I did want to turn it into an aquarium, and I still want to.
And I had a boyfriend at the time, but he was not the best boyfriend.
He does a lot of drugs now.
He did a couple things, and we broke up. And I remember a couple days had passed, and I was in my other class. I was in the class after math class. And I was sitting there, and my teacher had the air blasting on cold. So I was texting Jared, and I was like, I'm really cold, and I'd left my jacket in my car. And he was like, well, I have a jacket. And I was like, can I borrow it? And yeah, that's how he figured out that I liked him, and that's how he figured out that I was gonna fall for him one day.
And I was right on both accounts. Yep. And also, the worst part is I was talking to someone at this point.
Yeah.
And then our first, not date.
No, it
wasn't. The first time we hung out.
Yeah.
From my perspective, is I had kind of gone on, it wasn't really a date, it was like a friend thing with this girl.
It was like he was hanging out with the girl while she was doing her errands.
Yeah, and we were kind of into each other, I think, because we would like flirt back and forth. And I really, the reason we hung out like that is because I wanted to see if I like this girl, you know what I'm saying? And so we hung out, and it was all right, it was kind of fun. But then, as I'm driving home, I get a text from Caitlin being like, hey, it's my best friend's birthday, and I'm kind of third wheeling here. Do you want to come and hang out with us? And I was like, oh, this girl likes me. And I was like, what are you going to do here, Jared? Because you have like two options. And I did. I had two options. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even think the first girl really liked me that much. But
I think she was just trying to get over her ex.
Okay, hurtful. But yeah, you're right. And she ended up getting over her ex with my best friend. So that was epic. I didn't really care. I didn't like this girl that much. She was really quiet, and I don't do well with quiet girls, which is kind of shocking because you were kind of quiet at first. But she also wasn't very touchy, and that's like a big thing for me. Like, I like girls who like show attention through touching people. Also, that's how like you know someone likes you. Anyway, so
I have to be able to touch you to like show my love. Like, if I don't, then I feel like, oh my gosh, he's mad at me. Every second I'm not with him, I'm like, are you mad at me? I text him and he's like, no, I'm not mad at you. Why would I be mad at you? Sound like a
psychopath.
It does, but I'm like freaking out because I'm not like, I don't know what to do.
We're not just some cringy high school relationship people. I'm playing with that. We're more than that. We're a cringy high school relationship that made it past high school. So I like girls who touch and stuff. And this girl was just not, it was kind of like talking to a wall, but not really. Like, she would react, but it wasn't like interesting conversation. And so I said, yeah, I'll come and hang out with you and your friends. And so I get back in my car because I literally just gotten home and I was like, dang it. So I get back in my car and she was like, you really don't have to come out with us if you don't want to, which you still do all the time. I was like, you really don't have to do this if you don't want to. Usually I do kind of want to do it. I just like, I'm like, because it's funny. And then, yeah, so I drove to meet you at a park. It was a really sketchy park. Okay, this is like sketch. We were in like the middle of the ghetto. And
we were not.
Yes, it is. That which park. One? We were at the skate park.
We were.
Yeah, it was. It's. We ended up almost getting beat up there, which is a totally different story.
That's a funny story.
We'll tell it in the time we almost got jumped. And so we go to this park, and I show up, and I'm in a different car, and they're all in the same car. And I didn't, like, I kind of knew her best friend because me and your best friend had a class together, mm-hmm. and I kind of knew the guy she was with, but they weren't even dating, they were just friends, and I didn't really like know either of them that well, because I hadn't really talked to them since like junior year. And so I started talking to you, and I realized very quickly this girl is clinically insane. No, she was just a little hyperactive, and her best friend's dude kept making jokes about us like dating and flirting and stuff. And in my head, I was like, oh, here we go again. Girls always falling for me. I was kind of like, I'm not as arrogant as I used to be, but I was definitely, that was like, okay, because I was just coming off of like a serious-ish romantic fling thing. And so I needed to boost that ego of mine. So I was like arrogant as crap at that point. And so you and this other girl, like, kind of liking me, I was like, dang, pulling all these girls. So, but I didn't really, I wasn't, like, really into you. I didn't know that I wanted to date you yet. But anyway, we ended up hanging out and going to bowling. We ended up going bowling. And, yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun. And the moment I knew I liked her is she laid across my lap. And then I was like, I kind of want her to do that again. But yeah, and then I left that date. No, that wasn't a date, but I left that friend thing, hangout time. Got in my car, and the first thing I texted my best friend was, hey, I think I made a decision between these two girls. I think I like Caitlin. And he was like, oh, shoot, go for it. And he's the same person who ended up dating this other girl or talking to her. He ended up getting heartbroken, but, you know, that's how it'd be. So now you tell from your perspective.
Well, let's see.
I don't think I've ever heard your perspective on this story.
It was my best friend's birthday, and we were celebrating her birthday. We had gone to the movies, and we went to like Target, and we got her a bunch of stuff. It was really fun, and we made a lot of jokes that day, but we kind of wanted to head back home, so she was like, well, do you want anyone else to come out with us? And our other friend was busy, so I was like, well, I'll text this guy that I've been talking to. Little did I know, I wasn't talking to him. I was just talking to him as a friend. I thought I was talking to him as, like, a relationship kind of thing.
You did?
But no. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. It was very stupid.
That's so awkward.
Yeah.
I feel bad now. I mean, we're dating, so I guess it all worked out. But now I kind of feel like I led you on, but I didn't because we ended up dating, so I guess it didn't matter.
Yeah. So we went to the park, and I was texting him, and I was like, well, since you're done doing whatever you were doing today, why don't you come hang out with us? Look, I didn't know that he was hanging out with another girl in the daytime, because I kept asking him. I was like, well, do you want to come in the movies with us? And he was like, well, I don't know.
I sound like such a bad person. Let me preface for a second. I did not know that me and her were talking.
No. Okay, I'm not blaming him for any of this. Okay, this is just how I saw it. I had no clue what he was doing that day. Oh, I didn't so judge him for anything. I was like, okay, cool. You go do what you need to do, and maybe we'll hang out another day.
It's so good that you did not know I was talking to this other girl.
Yeah.
She would never have dated me after that. I didn't know.
But he met us at the skate park, and we chilled there for a little bit, played a little basketball.
There was also a basketball. We weren't playing basketball in the skate park.
No, there was a basketball court next to the skate park. And so we kind of got bored there, and my best friend was like, well, I kind of want to go bowling. And we were all like, okay, let's go bowling. We go to the bowling place, we bowl a little bit, and there's this couch, like, leaning against the wall. It's kind of like a weird couch. It's like a sectional put together, like the ends of two sectionals put together. And I lay down on it, and then Jared's like, well, I want to sit down on it. I was like, okay. And I pick up, I, like, move my legs, and then I lay them back on him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and that's, like, the moment I knew that I was like, hey, I really like this guy. I really hope he, like, dates me or something.
And up until this point, she thought...
I really thought he was, like, talking to me.
I don't remember, like, I don't remember any of our beginning conversations.
I don't either. I wish we had them.
That would be hilarious.
So cringe.
It would be so bad, because you would have been like, I love you, and I would have been like, that's cool.
I want to tell them that story, but that's for another podcast.
That is the time we said I love you, because we're already at very many minutes. I don't know. We're probably hitting almost 30 or 20-something. It doesn't matter. I don't really care how long it goes. But so up until – so this – we'll get in – maybe we should get into our first date on a different podcast. Well, our first date won't take that long.
No, it was very
– So for the week before – right after we had hung out, we had like a week before we went on a date.
Because we kept talking, but we didn't.
At this point, we were kind of talking. Like, I think I don't know if I told you I liked you, which it sounds so like weird and schoolish, like to be like, oh my gosh, I like you. But it wasn't like that. It was more like I hadn't like told her that I was feeling like anything, which is why I didn't think we were talking. And at this point, I had already cut the other girl off. Like, me and her weren't talking like ever. So I was a good guy, okay? Even when I was a bad person, I was still a good guy.
He's always been a good guy. He's never been a bad person.
I hate talking. Like the that. Reason I for know we weren't talking, or at least in my head we weren't, is because I've never talked to two girls at the same time. I just can't do it. First of all, I can't handle it. I would lose my mind. Okay, maybe I've kind of talked to two girls at the same time.
Okay, stop.
But never stop. You.
Just stop.
You are always the only one. So, but anyway, so for a week I had been texting her, and she was like, yeah, I really like you. And I was like, well, listen, I want to go on a date, and so I know that, like, we can actually pursue this. And I do remember that. I told you, like, many times. You're like, but why can't we just, like, date? And I was like,
because it was very high schoolish.
Yeah.
It was very like, well, we don't need to go on a date. I've never gone on a date before. It's fine. And he was like, well, we kind of need to know that we can, like, deal with each other on certain type of things.
And at the time, we definitely couldn't deal with each other. In another podcast, we'll talk about the three times we broke up.
Oh, my goodness.
The time we broke up, oh, my gosh. But
the second time we broke up?
The first and the second time we broke up were definitely because of, like, immaturity.
Yeah.
which has changed a lot. Like, I hate when people are like, oh my gosh, I was so mature and now I'm so immature. Like, I used to be so immature. Like, I hate when people do that. But we really were. Like, as in a relationship sense, neither of us had been in, like, a real, like, healthy relationship. So
it was always very toxic people that we were with, and it wasn't very good for either one of us. So we always had those qualities.
Actually, I was pretty much the toxic person in all of our relationships.
Both of us were very scared and new to a healthy relationship.
Yeah, and I'd never, like, been with a girl for a long time.
No.
So I... Like, with you, it was just different. But I really wanted to do this one different, so I said, let's go on a date first. And we ended up going on a date. Friday the 13th.
And yeah, very bad day to go on a date.
And I didn't know at the time that she is absolutely horrified of horror movies. Like, she is terrified. So I said, hey, do you want to go see It Chapter 2? And I'm pretty sure you were like, I don't really like scary movies. And I was like, no, it's fine because it's not that scary. And we ended up leaving halfway through the movie. And I do remember one thing about our first date, which is probably the last thing I'll say. But we ended up leaving halfway through the movie and going back to her house and hanging out. And then I asked you out and we started dating. But the only thing I really remember from that is she told me that she is not the kind of girl to have sex on a first date.
Yeah.
And the best part is you didn't know that I was definitely not the kind of person to have sex at all because I was a Christian and I still am. But that developed. But at the time, at least, I was very like, I'm not going to sleep with anyone. So I thought it was funny because I was like, oh, she doesn't even know. Like, I don't want to have sex with her. But yeah, so now you can tell our first date story.
Okay, well, it was a week after. We talked for a little bit, and then you were like, let's go on a date. The argument of me not wanting to go on a date, blah, blah, blah. He already told you all that. We went on our first date. He drove, because I'm not a very good driver.
And I love driving.
You hate driving.
No, I actually do like driving.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A year and a half, people.
I'm not the best driver, okay? He drove. We got to the movie theater, and I remember you wanting to pay for everything and me being like, I want to pay for something. You ended up paying for it while I looked away, and we went into the movie theater, and we started watching the movie. If you've ever seen It Chapter 2, spoiler alerts. I was watching the movie, and I saw someone, like, throw up something or eat someone.
They threw up into another person's mouth.
Oh, yeah, that was it. And I left. I got up and left. And he was like, what? What's going on? I got up and left. He followed me out. We sat in his car.
There's something I really want to say.
Say it.
The reason I followed her. This is so bad.
Say it.
This is for all of my podcast listeners that listen to the end. And hopefully my parents and nobody else finds this. And I don't know if you know this or remember it.
Mm.
But she told me that... She would give me that sloppy slop.
Oh my goodness.
If I left the movie. You do remember that. She really wanted to leave the movie. Okay, well, she did not.
I didn't.
And okay. I don't think I brought it up. In my head, I was kind of like, dang. Because I was still going through stuff. So I was kind of like hoeing out a little bit. And we weren't dating. And I was like, you know, if I get a little sloppy. But... we did leave, and she did not. And, yeah, I just think that's funny. But I would never bring something like that up because I kind of thought it was a joke, and I think it kind of was a joke.
I think it was.
Because she just really wanted to leave, but I was like, dang.
I don't like bodily fluids, okay?
She means the vomiting.
I deal with children all day. I hear stories about people throwing up in cars and, like,
that's my story.
I can't do it. I can't stand throw up. I can't stand anything. He can't stand blood, which I'm fine
with. I don't mind throw up, like, at all.
But back to what I was saying, we got in the car and left, and we went to my house, and my parents were like, well, who's this guy? And I was like, well, Daddy's a musician, and he's a Christian, so you gotta like him. And my dad was kind of like, I'm iffy. And so we laid on my couch and watched, I think it was a kid show. I'm like 90%. Definitely. I'm pretty sure it was a kid show.
It might have been Boy Meets World.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Or Full House. One of the two.
I don't know. We watched that, and then he asked me out, and the date had ended, and he went home. Yeah. That's about it.
And that blossomed into a not very good relationship.
No.
Which fell apart, then blossomed into a better relationship, then fell apart. Then blossomed into a really good relationship, then fell apart, and now we're here in an even better one. So I guess it all kind of worked out. I want to say something at the very end of this. So this is kind of the end of the podcast. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of my advice because we will eventually talk about the times we broke up and stuff. But I want to be very clear. I don't really condone breaking up and getting back together with people.
I don't either. I don't really like it.
Me and Caitlin had very specific reasons for why we did what we did throughout our time knowing each other. And they're decent reasons. There wasn't a time when we broke up when I was like, it was just because she had done something horrible or I had done something horrible and then we broke up. There was just a lot of like, we needed to grow. And so if you're in a relationship with someone and they cheat on you or abuse you or they're just bad and you break up with them and then you feel like you need to get back together with them, that is not a good relationship to get back into. And I don't think that's not what we're trying to say. But we just had a very specific, like, time.
Both of us were very immature. And that's very, like, oh, my gosh, you were immature, blah, blah, blah.
We were.
We were immature.
We're still immature, but not in, like, a relationship. Like, in
we've
our relationship.
We've grown a lot. Like,
and
we
will
talk
continue
so much,
to grow.
We can talk so much better than we could and, like, have fun conversations
yeah,
and do
I
stuff
met her,
like this.
When I met her, I was illiterate, so I guess it helped that I learned how to speak.
Oh, my goodness. He wasn't. He was just very, I don't know. We were high school kids, and that's all you can really say. We were very, like, this is a relationship. We got to do so many things in this relationship. And then,
like, get ahead at the movie theater.
Oh, my goodness.
Which never happened.
No.
Still hasn't happened.
Still not going to happen.
Dang it.
But
I'm just kidding.
It was just high school kids that thought they were going to make it forever.
And we kind of still are, okay? We're definitely by no means mature.
We're nowhere near perfect.
Or anything. But it was just like neither of us had done anything wrong. And that's not why we broke up. And that's all I wanted to say because I know a lot of people get back together with like significant others who are really bad for them because they feel like they need to, and that isn't healthy at all. So yeah, that's pretty much our podcast, I guess. We have been going on for a solid like a little bit over a half hour, I think. Anyway, the washing machine has been going this whole time. I hope that didn't distract you. If anybody's listening, thank you for listening. And this is a good one.
Mm-hmm. I really like this one.
I'll see you in the next class. Class dismissed. Ooh. Which one's good to end the podcast?
Class dismissed.
Bye.